As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Making a Life by Cortland Myers, published in 1900. A noble purpose is life's guarding, guiding angel. It alone can take us safely through a lion's den. In one hand it holds safety, and in the other, success. A high ideal is a lever under your life. It means the elevation of your character. The person who is satisfied with their first effort, or their first step, or their first attainment, never reaches greatness. A nagging dissatisfaction is essential to future achievement. A deeper longing precedes every bolder attempt. Look higher, if you would live higher. An ideal is not something which is always hanging in the distant horizon, like a rainbow toward which the child runs. It is the greatest reality of life, and every hilltop brings us nearer to its possession. It is a winding, climbing, dangerous journey, but the day is filled with inspiration from the sight of our ideal. And at the sunset hour, there will be perfect vision, and rest, and satisfaction, and reward. Ideals are not creations of the brain, or a desire. They are real. They are not things manufactured by us. They are discovered. The great musicians did not make their music. They found it. The great artists did not make their paintings. They revealed them. Edison did not make electricity. He discovered its methods. Music, art, and beauty, the great truths and ideals of life, exist independent of us. But some people come nearer to them than others, and then they talk about them, and often in a manner that appears like a dream. But to talk about an ideal is not to dream. Its revelation simply depends upon the power and persistency of our vision. Imagination is the world's greatest explorer. It has been the forerunner of every great discovery, every timeless work of art. Great achievements occur by simply drawing aside the veil from realities. The small individual is the one who sees only the present, and considers but policy and expediency. The great women and men are they who see fundamental and eternal principles, and know the world by sight and acquaintance, honesty, truth, and goodness, and all their blood relatives. That is what marks the difference between the human and the machine, between the artist and the automaton, between drudgery and inspiration. All people are stamped with the impress of their ideals. All their efforts are controlled by its power. In every department of life, it is the supreme reality, oftentimes unrecognized, or considered the possession of only a dreamer. The ideal of the business person, is the mightiest factor in their life, not always sharply defined, but always doing its work. The home is beautified, not so much by drapery or furniture, but by the artistic hand of the ideal. And that ideal is, for most people, the only salvation from a life of drudgery, disappointment, and despair. Ideals are heavenly messengers. They are the wings of the lark, saving the songbird from the perils of the lowlands. Aspiration places bright garments upon poverty and reveals the blessing in the arms of toil. It snatches virtue out of the snares and coils of discouragement and hardship. It clears the atmosphere of dust and disease and lets in the light and purity of the upper world. Ideals are the stars which God places in the sky of young manhood and womanhood, like the other stars guided the ancient mariners. The wise men and women who follow this light always reach a Bethlehem. History furnishes countless illustrations of the world's greatest and best being led on to satisfaction and victory by this holy vision. The Master is in every part of the world and in every moment of time, have first been mastered by a noble ideal. They stem the current and bridge the stream and divided the waters while others were mere scraps of humanity floating on the surface of the stream and moving with the current. The upward call is our only salvation. The soul's cry for something nobler and better is the food for its growth, the foretelling of its future, and our ultimate perfection. The victorious ideal is not an occasional impulse or a momentary elevation, but a steady aim, a constant star, a fixed compass. The one who has a worthy ambition and courageously and wisely seeks it is king. But this great power in life is lost by lack of definiteness or the presence of an ignoble ambition, pride and vanity, impatience, or the want of determination. A single stroke of the hammer, without the image in mind, might shatter the statue. Mere pounding is ruinous. Aim and object are essential. Definite purpose and clearly bounded ideals must precede the work of the chisel. Fix your goal, define your purpose, make the object of all your effort worthy of immortality. Draw a boundary line about your ideal for human life. Fasten your eye upon it and make it the greatest reality. Failures and wrecks are all stamped with a lack of high resolve. Good education, professional training, bright opportunity, all have been rendered helpless without this leader. The fountain rises only to the level of the stream. Flabby resolution and low ideals are the creators of weak character and low living. The one whose heartfelt purpose is to maintain a high standard is climbing toward an outlook of beauty and inspiration. For such a person puts in order not only present events, but is a general over the forces of the future. Misfortune and disaster enter their life only to be defeated by a force of iron will, unmoved even by a hair's breadth, from their high resolve and bright ideal. The golden steps in the stairway of every throne are made out of the pure metal of earnestness, energy and grit, determination and conquered failures. Highest elevations are reached by treading upon the dead past. Victory has often been worn out of the very jaws of defeat. Mistakes should only be teachers in life's school to spur us on. Remember that God granted you the power and the liberty to soar and breathe the atmosphere of the upper world and live in the skies. There is no power sufficient to shackle your aspirations. you can rise out of the dungeon above the fogs of skepticism and mock the chains of your enemies forging. The darkness may wrap itself about your world, but borne aloft upon the wings of your ideals, you can pierce the gold of the sunbeam with your eagle-eyed vision. The swallow circles above, close to the flowers and grass of the meadow, but the eagle lives on the crag and takes long voyages among the cloud islands of the skies and never knows weariness. That is your birthright at every moment of your journey through this world. But you must have a worthy purpose, an ideal with a conscience in it, and this can be attained only by fidelity to the work at hand. We rise to what we wish to be by constant effort. The upward pathway is the result of past achievement. The present is the cradle of the future. Loyalty to duty in the present sphere is essential to coming reward and glory. The present demands, heard and faithfully heeded, are the foundation stones for future stability and beauty. The worthiness of greater elevation depends entirely upon the perfection and solidity of the underwork. Prove your claims to a higher position by completing the service in the lower. All climbing is up a lofty and dangerous mountainside. There are curves and precipices which make it impossible to return. To go back is to fall. The only safety is on and up. Past achievements will never permit a person to rest. There is no satisfaction and no vacation in accomplishment. Aspiration forces our effort and upward movement until the summit is reached, and then past victors and angelic hosts tell us we are upon the heights of heaven. It is the indolent person who sings of the mighty deeds they are going to do, and the vast mines of wealth they are to possess, and the great influence they are destined to wield. These are all but air castles, floating away in the mist and haze of their laziness. Life's ideal must be wedded to tireless and deathless energy. The future holds only rubbish in its hands for the one who attempts to separate the two, for it is the holiest matrimony. They say that we are the architects of our own destiny, but a builder is quite as essential as an architect. Real living is building upon actual conditions and according to divine plans. Life is in the present, but for the future. Shape your ideal out of the actual. It is the small and passing word, action and thought, which are the threads of gold in the pattern of life. Each day should have its right proportion, or your development will be neither harmonious nor stable. What we will do is prophesied in what we do. The victory of the ideal depends upon the blood which enters into the real. Tomorrow is inextricably connected with today. Living up to the fullness of today's possibilities is the only road to the king's palace. Dreams can be made realities, air castles changed into fortresses, and life's ideals certain of attainment. By a living revolution to make the most of the present moment. Are you ready to commit yourself?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.